My name is Michael Schneider. I was in the United States Marine Corps for 22 years, 1994 till just before 2016, 2015. I started out as a CH-46 crew chief, aerial gunner, and moved down to the MV-22 Osprey as a crew chief. I was injured. My first injury happened in 2005, and then my second injury was in 2006. Traumatic brain injury and central nervous system hit of the DCS, decompression sickness. At that point, moved forward to 2013 is when I started to have symptoms and signs of my traumatic brain injury in the form of seizures. I have epilepsy, and I was moved to Walter Reed Bethesda to help in my care. And at that point is when I got to meet Rebecca to start my therapy.
You were actually the first patient that I was going to start fresh with in this new position with the NEA, coming in as a music therapist at Walter Reed. And I just remember being nervous walking from upstairs down to the cafe. And then I saw you and I was like, just kind of a wave of calm came over me. And you're just like, hey, I'm Mike. And I was like, hi. And I remember I knew he was a master sergeant, so I just ended up calling him Master Sergeant Mike. And I still call you Master Sergeant Mike.
I also have PTSD. And when you have post-traumatic stress disorder, meeting new people is hard. So each and every person that I came up to and met, it was always tough. But that day, I had gotten to one of my lowest points ever in my care. And I just needed that new beginning, and her smiling face, Rebecca's smiling face, was able to kind of key me to say, you know what, this is it. I got to get better.
I think by the end of that, we were just ready to go. It was like 15 minutes maybe we chatted.
She asked me what I wanted to play, and I said I want to learn how to play the piano. And I had never played the piano in my life. I had never done any of that. But in the process of playing the piano, I was starting to sing all the notes that I was playing. I'd hum all the notes. And she looked at me and she says to me, she says, do you sing? And I said, no. But
I don't think you realized you were doing it. I think almost unconsciously, as you were playing the notes, you were just matching the pitch with it and singing because you are a singer.
Yeah.
So it was coming out. And I noticed right away that it was really exact pitch.
She brought the singing out in me, and still playing the piano a little bit. I'd mess with it a little bit, but mainly I go there and sing. The best part is it challenged me, and it found a new space in my brain that opened up that I never knew I had. And that seemed to be the one thing that helped kind of bypass my injury. I have essentially a 4-centimeter section of my right temporal lobe that doesn't work, and I needed something to get around that section and relearn pieces and refire brain waves. And music therapy was it. And the person and the music were what helped me achieve what I have now. And that's from the piano to the ukulele to the guitar to still singing. And then not only me, but it affected my whole family. My son now plays the drums. My daughter plays the violin. And my oldest daughter plays the clarinet. And it's made my whole entire family more of a musical type family. Normally when we leave the service, we lose all therapy. You know, I had four psychologists, family psychologists, biofeedback psychologists, cognizant learning psychologists, psychiatric care. So I had all this and I was just cared for. I had this big hug. I had this big arms around me at all given times. And then I retired in July 1st of 2015. There was nobody. There was one person in the VA that helped me to start navigating the VA, who's like one of my other heroes in this world. I hope that millions of service members can bridge that gap with programs like art in the communities and music in the communities, because we need it. I can tell you from so many of my buddies that music and art were a couple of things that saved their lives. Music saved my life.
Through the NEA Creative Forces, I think it's been so inspirational for me to sometimes be able to step out into the community and go to these different locations and see the arts communities that are really rallying together. Everywhere we've gone, every state we've visited, every arts council, state arts agency, community organization, those rooms have been packed at those meetings. This is a real opportunity for people to come together in this cohesive, collective collaboration.
As a whole, the music and the different therapies that I've received provided me outlets for my PTSD mainly to channel my anger, to channel my aggression. And, you know, the arts is a huge way that I did that, especially the guitar. If I feel angry, or if I start to yell at a family member or yell at one of the kids for doing something, I'm able to go to my room, take the guitar, and I don't really play very well, but I can play a bunch of the different notes and a bunch of the different chords. It'll calm my soul, and what I can do then is become a better father and a better person in the family, so that I can come and engage, re-engage in a different manner. I always say that the therapy isn't for us, the wounded service member. It was from a good friend of mine that said that the therapy is for everybody around us. And that's the most important thing, I think, to take out of everything that I learned, is that it really had nothing to do with me. It was really to put me back into society, to help everybody around me, and to be a better person for my family.